The COVID-19 pandemic has led to the panic buying of one item in particular, toilet paper. Stores have been rationing the goods, in some cases doling out as little as one roll apiece. The sudden demand for what some are calling white gold is proving a challenge and an opportunity for one fledgling business in a place where the paper industry has seen hard times. Jennifer Mitchell reports from Maine.
It's been insane. I don't sleep much.
But Mark Cooper is overseeing the early shift anyway. It's a busy industrial scene of forklifts and pallets and workers hustling from machine to machine, turning out rolls of tissue. It's been this way since his toilet paper startup, Tissue Plus, was forced into sudden go mode.
So unfortunately, we weren't quite prepared for this to happen so quickly, but we're doing our best to meet the demand. And we've been very fortunate that there's been a good workforce available.
Try to make sure they go in there nice and straight. If they get crooked, it'll mess everything up.
That's Jeff Clement shouting over the din as a patent-pending machine, one we're not allowed to describe, does something we're not allowed to detail. Clement spent 30 years working at a nearby mill before it closed 6 years ago. An abundance of skilled paper workers like Clement is one reason Cooper decided to use his life savings to launch a new toilet paper factory in Bangor, Maine. It seemed like a secure idea, he says, because it's a product that people need every day. Cooper's been able to take on 20 full-time workers so far. One of them is Peter Hamill, who spent decades at another mill before it closed in 2006. Hamill says he never thought he'd see a new paper plant in the area, but he's hopeful.
I think we're going to make it. It's an opportunity, and it's good for the area that bring employment into the area.
Right now, you're making probably one of the most popular products on the planet.
Yeah, oh yeah. Don't know why, but people are hoarding it out.
And the orders are pouring in.
I actually received an inquiry from the country of Iceland yesterday. Grocery store chains from Florida, distributors from around the country. The demand is insane for toilet paper.
Tissue Plus is churning out toilet tissue and paper towels 18 hours a day. But at the moment, local demand is unspooling every roll as fast as the workers can wind them. Cooper says it'll take another 15 to 20 workers to get up to full speed, about 80 rolls per minute round the clock. He's hoping a new online toilet paper subscription service that he's just launched, among other ideas, will help fund those jobs. But new enterprises are notoriously unprofitable. Cooper says so far they've seen money go in one direction, meaning out. But there are signs of a turnaround. He says in February, Tissue Plus almost broke even. And March, Cooper says, with demand increasing for the most important paper in the house, he's predicting that the company will break even and maybe even turn a small profit.
Finish product out, send it on down the line.
For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell in Bangor, Maine.